Well, at the risk of getting a little bit too political, I'm going to explain the dilemma that's happening in Taiwan, and at the same time, explain what it really means for us. I'm just waiting for something to happen in Taiwan where Taiwan decides to change its laws, and I don't know if it's going to come before or after the big China mess. I think the sooner the safer. But Taiwan has a lot of ridiculous restrictions against foreigners. If you take the number of Americans that go to Taiwan with work and then stay in Taiwan and 5 years later they have a passport, and then you compare that to the number of Taiwanese who go to America with work and stay in America and 5 years later they have a passport, you see open racism and bigotry. I mean, you want to talk about equal employment opportunity? You know, you want to talk about reverse discrimination? You want to talk about it's not civil rights, it's fairness. What is there? There's a civil rights fairness or the fairness employment stuff. It's like they've got quotas. They've got to hire so many black people and they got to hire so many Hispanics. And the companies have these, government has to hire so many people to try to make it fair and even the playing field. Huh. I'm not so sure how much I like all of that, although there is a degree to which it does kind of fix things and balance them out a little bit. Well, however you look at that, Taiwan would fail miserably compared to anything America's ever done. Even if we go back, I'd bet you, even if we go back to the 60s, the unfairness against black people, Taiwan today, 2020, still has more discrimination against foreigners than the established systems had against black people, I'd guess, even in the 60s. I know that's a major statement, but people don't get how incredibly bigotous the Taiwanese are. All right. Now, my purpose is not to a hit piece against Taiwan. I love Taiwan. I'm here. We've all got problems. I just spent this entire week of podcasting talking about my own problems that I'm open and honest about. I'm not running around pointing fingers. However, in democracy and in society, it's everybody's job to point out the problems of a country. Well, I'm not pointing out problems in Taiwan without being there. So, yes, I am pointing a finger at myself because I'm willing to be here. I'm in this. So, if Taiwan had those Westerners with dual citizenship, they would be able to do more and function more in Taiwan society, and Taiwan's economy would be much more advanced and educated, just like Hong Kong's is. But Taiwan hasn't done that. They've kept the foreigners away. They've kept the foreigners out. They've pushed people back, and it has kept them weak. Hong Kong is very open to foreigners in the international community. It's been very, very open. China, by contrast, very, very closed. They don't want these ideas. They don't want this strange, weird culture. It's like, okay, you want the results from it. You want the innovation. You want the technology, but you don't want to try something new. Okay, so, you know, well, Taiwan leans more toward China in that regard than it does toward Hong Kong. They've got that protectionist, xenophobic fear of others. Xenophobia is fear of foreigners. So they've got this fear. All right, okay. How's that working for them? Well, they're weak. Just how it weakens China so that China doesn't have its own technology, only to get us to steal it from others. Typical empire, looking for worlds to conquer. That's also keeping Taiwan very, very weak. So, what do we do? What's the answer? What's the solution? Taiwan's got to open up. Now, I want to ask you this. What do you need to do? Do you need to open up to people? I need to open up to people. I've talked this week about I've got problems and I'll share them with other people and I'll say, hey, I'm open. Yeah, I open up to people. I mean, you know, it makes us weak to be so closed. And if we want to be strong, if we want to have progress, if we want to have improvement, if we want to get somewhere, if we want to get something done, we've got to open up our hearts. We've got to open up our doors, open up our living rooms. We have to open up and welcome people in. I mean, even in terms of business, there's a buddy here. We might be talking, you know, cooperation in business. You know, I know how to manage a brand, but I don't have the cash to send to a factory to make 10,000 of something. This guy's got the cash to send to a factory to make 10,000 of something, but he doesn't know how to run the brand. Now, he can do the business model, which I don't know how to do, but everything I need to know that I don't know, he knows. And everything he needs to know that doesn't know, I know. And the truth is, if you want to make something work, you have to work with other people. You can't be a company without customers. You know, we have to work with other people. And Taiwan doesn't get that about its own laws. For me, I had to get that about being open and in not transparent because it's already seen anyway, but to be conversive about my flaws. I've got to not try to walk around and act like I'm the only person that doesn't see my problems. You know, for me, that was what I had to do to be with other people. I not be in my own little world, be in the room. We all have to do something. We all have to be willing to work with other people. And ultimately, Taiwan is having an international problem because they've got an internal international problem. When people come in from other nations, they don't treat them right. And so they've got problems with other nations. It's not that complicated. And we so often look at things and we say, okay, I'm having trouble with business. Well, I don't need to work on friends. Business is relationship by definition. You've got to learn to work with people and not let them do what's wrong, but not be the accuser either. How do you do that? Well, that's the grand question. You want to get your business working? Work on your people skills. You want to get employment going? Work on your people skills. As terrible as things are with the COVID thing going on right now, I'd argue, I don't mean to be rude, I don't know your details, but run this one by yourself. Is it possible that the reason that you're not making the money you want to right now is because you haven't innovated enough? Is it possible that you're not making the money you need right now because you're not good enough with friends? Maybe you don't know how to love people through the mail or through the internet. Maybe you don't know how to cooperate with people so you don't have the extra ideas. I had tons of ideas this week as I was talking to other people. In fact, I've got an idea for a new poster, talking to someone. It's like, yep, my very good friend taught me how to shut up. And from that, we got some phrases, some ideas. And one of my friends I made this week, we got this new slogan, and it really fits exactly what I had to learn in my life. And it just happens to be an awesome slogan for a business. Isn't that great? How did I do that? I opened up. I was talking to people. And by talking to others about the stuff that needed talking about, innovation followed. So maybe you need to call some people. Maybe you need to try to make amends with someone that you haven't been getting along with. Now, if the problem's that other person, well, then no. But is the problem yourself? Were you offended at someone else, or is someone else offended at you? Is that person offended at everyone, or is that a person just offended at a few people and you're one of them? If it's a second, if it's a few people and you're one of them, then you can go fix that relationship. If that person's offended at everybody, well, you've got to figure out how to survive and then maybe go talk to somebody else. Don't annoy someone that wants to be annoyed. But I mean, this is what it comes down to. How much are we going to open up? If we open up to people and cooperate and get along, we won't have war. War ultimately comes from an inability to get along. And if you can't make peace in your own home with your own kids, with your own family, with the people around you that you work with, the people that you see every day, no matter what your occupation is, you've got people that come to you for mentoring somehow. And you've got people that you go to for mentoring somehow. You got people that you work with in different ways. That's your circle. It's how humans exist. And the Bible even gives rules, assuming that the circle is going to be there. And if you don't have that in order, how are you going to know what government should do? A lot of us don't. And we're headed down a dangerous road because we don't know how to open up and love. See you next week.